You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
This show is all about being on stage.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
the stage.
Hello, this is Ewan here from Carousel, and this is the feature we call Fact or Fib. I'm now going to read Stuart and Fran a fact or fib statement that they have to identify whether it's a fact or a fib. And this month is about showbiz and the stage, so fact or fib is number one. Actors nominated for an award at the Oscars this year received a goodie bag with gifts inside worth $100,000.
Wow!
Is that a fact or a fib?
I think it's a fib, because you don't get it.
I think it's a fib because you don't get it anyway. If they congratulate you, then yes, you will get stuff in a goodie bag.
Just a bit of paper to say well done.
So you said it's both a fib. It is a fib, actually. Yeah, you're right. Oh. The goodie bag is in fact worth $200,000. Goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. The gifts in the goodie bag included a walking holiday of Japan, a 10-day holiday in Israel, and a home spa system. Woo! Fran, so if you were rich, what would you put in a goodie bag for your party guests?
I would put definitely some fruits and a bit of cake.
Fact or fibs number two. The Palace Theatre in London always keeps two seats free for two ghosts to watch their performances. Is that a fact or a fib?
And that's a fib, because they don't.
That's a fib as well. Because ghosts don't normally watch. They don't watch anything.
They're visible. They can leave as whenever they want.
It's actually a fact, actually.
Fact.
Yay!
Some people believe that the ghost of two ballerinas haunts the theatre, one being a famous dancer called Anna Pavlova. Is that you say it? It's superstition in some theatres to provide seats to the ghosts that haunt them.
What? God, that's amazing.
So, this is fact or fib number three. Audiences in ancient Greece rub their bellies. Oh, God. Instead of clapping their hands if they liked a performance. Is that a fact or a fib?
I reckon fact.
Because it's haunted at night and ghosts come out to play at night.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fib. Oh. So audiences in ancient Greece actually stamped their feet instead of clapping their hands. And if they didn't like the performance, they would scream at the actors. Throw food at them, oh dear, and bang the wooden benches they were sitting on. If you could get away with it, what would you do to the actors if you didn't like a play, Stuart?
If I didn't like it, I'd throw them out.
Really?
Yeah.
You would?
I would walk out.
Fact or fib number four. A group of actors in America performed a play for 23 hours and 33 minutes without stopping. Is that a fact or a fib?
It's a fact.
It is a fact, yeah.
Yay!
The 27 o'clock players made a world record in 2010 by performing non-stop for almost 24 hours. Well, it's like going around the clock, isn't it?
Wow.
Okay, so join us next month for another game of Fact or Fib.
Carousel Radio.
We spoke to the Carousel musicians, Catherine and Sarah, at the Rock House.
So, I'm interviewing Sarah from the Rock House.
Hello, my name is Sarah.
So what do you enjoy most about performing to people?
I've been doing drumming. It was my first time doing the drum beat. I've been practicing Seven Nation Army, White Stripe, Jack Black. I love Jack Black. Basically, I've been doing drumming because it's very good for my anxiety. And if somebody upsets me, I just go bang the drums and all the excess energy just comes out and I'm happy. I always wanted to be in a rock band, usually drum or sing. So I used to be in the school choir, so I used to sing. I sang in the Brighton Dome, and I also done solo. And I had a severe speech impairment, and singing was my lifesaver.
Hello, I'm Ewan. I'm here at the Rock House with my favourite singer, Catherine O'Rourke. What's your favourite thing about performing on stage, Catherine?
If I'm honest, I really liked singing about my favourite things, which
which is exercise, keeping fit, and losing weight, basically.
So what's your favourite memories from your career, Catherine?
My favourite memories of my career are coming here, obviously, particularly the Valentine's ones. They mean a lot to me. I have a really nice partner who's really kind to me. We don't live together anymore, obviously, because we got stuck in a bit of a rut. We got bored of each other's company, so we found that living apart and seeing each other from time to time works really nicely for us. But still, singing about him and just picturing him in my head when I'm on that stage just makes me feel really happy.
So do you get nervous whilst you're on stage, Catherine, or not?
No, not at all. No, I'm very confident out there. In fact, I'm more confident on the stage than around the people.
So when you're up on stage, Catherine, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel happy or what?
It depends on what I'm singing about. If I'm singing about negative things, then obviously I'm going to feel sad on stage. If I'm singing about happy things, I'm obviously going to feel happy on stage.
Thanks, Catherine, for that.
Nice one. High five.
My name's Ben. I'm 26. I come from Brighton. I live on my own. I have mild learning disabilities. I have Asperger's syndrome. I've always loved acting. And I just love watching the theatre in London. I thought to myself, I really like acting, and I actually did a lot of plays at school. I didn't have the confidence to do it for real, and then I thought to myself, since somebody said to me I should become an actor, I thought to myself, yeah, I decided to go back into acting, because I love being on stage. Whenever I go up on stage, I get so excited, I just want to, like, do my talent, which is sing, dance, act, that sort of thing. I just love being on stage. I really enjoy the people coming to watch me act. And if my friends were watching me, I'd be over the moon, and I'd be happy that they took the chance to come and watch me act.
We're at the Rock House, and we're with Rami. So Rami, how have you enjoyed being an actor?
Acting is fun, really. My first time was acting, I was shy, but other times I was feeling really confident. I've done many acts, lots of acting. One time was acted like a Frenchman. I do like the French accent. What is this? This is really funny. What is this, Zaj?
Okay, thanks, Rami.
You're welcome.
Carousel Radio!
Hi, I'm Johnny Schachter, and I'm the resident poem writer and storyteller for Carousel. And I've been on stage numerous times. When I grew up in Edmonton, I went to a mainstream school, high school, and I used to play in our band in school, the trumpet, and I used to play in front of a live audience on stage with our band. And I have a very funny anecdote to tell you. When we performed the Nutcracker Suite, the drummer fell off his drum kit and there was a loud bang. But we had to continue playing.
What is the worst thing happens to you on stage, John?
Again, I was living in Edmonton at the time, and it was in a mainstream junior high school, and I was about 9, and I had to recite the poem on Flanders Fields, and it was such a big audience, my mind went blank, and I completely forgot all the words. Someone had to help me out, but it wasn't that good what happened.
What is the bestest thing you've ever seen on stage?
I have a very interesting story to tell you. We lived in California for a year in 1970 near San Francisco. We went to Monterey one day and stayed overnight, and I heard a lot of noise and a lot of music. I found out 8 years later I was at the Monterey Rock Festival. Unfortunately, at the time, I was too young to understand what was going on. Although I strongly admire Muhammad Ali for his stand against the Vietnamese War, his strong convictions, even though he took away his title, he was actually a great entertainer. At press conferences before a bout, he would predict when his opponents would fall in the ring, like Archie Moore will fall in 4. He was considered very witty and very charismatic. I have written a poem called A Poem About Muhammad Ali by Johnny Schachter. There was a boxer called Muhammad Ali who used to say, "You're going in round three. I'll put my opponents in dreamland." He said, "It's better than being healthy, wealthy, and dead. I know what to do. I'll KO you in two." He beats his opponents in the ring until the bell goes ding-a-ling. Ali says, "I'll break all your bones until you start to moan." Joe Frazier beat him once. Muhammad replies, "I'll beat that dunce in a rematch." They call him Smoking Joe. I'll give him the KO. Ali used to talk to his opponent while he boxed. It was to outfox the opponent and undermine his confidence for their insolence. "I will yell at Ernie Terrell, and I will KO George Shavallo. I will be meaner with Oscar Bonavina. I will fight to the end and beat my friend Jimmy Ellis. I am the greatest, one boxer stinks. His name is Leon Spinks. Oh, woe is me. Spinks beat Ali. They fought again, and Spinks was in pain. I asked myself, why does pain hurt? Boxers must know, especially after a KO. Please, get up off the floor. I want to punch you some more." I reckon the fight lasted 20 seconds. It was the second fight with Sonny Liston, and Ali was on a mission. "Why do you keep hitting me on the head? It hurts. I'd rather be dead." "But I need the money," says Ali. "No, your name is Clay. Please go away." This made Ali sore, so he KO'd his opponent in round four. First, he defended his first title, 9 times on 9 title defenses. Then, he came to his senses. At the age of 39, he retired. I suppose it's better than being fired. This is odd. There's the firing squad. They said out loud, "You're fired." But because his finances were a mess, he was slightly distressed and continued to fight. Ali fought for too many years. The mistake most fighters make. Their bones start to ache.
Here is a sketch from the Carousel Punchlines Comedy Project.
Hello, everybody. My name is Colin. I collect foreign coins, notes and keys. When I collected all the keys in the world, I will collect all the locks. Local police station needed better locks because burglars stole the toilets. The police had nothing to go on. Thank you very much. Good night.
We spoke to the carousel artists at the Blue Camel Club about performing on stage.
Hello, so can you introduce yourselves for the radio show?
Zombie Crash members, I'm Ryan O'Donovan, play lead guitar and one of four vocalists.
And I'm Alex Pentolo, and I'm the bassist.
First question is, apart from singing or being in a band, have you ever been on stage? And if so, can you tell us about it?
Where do I start? Obviously, I've done a bunch of school plays. While I was in college, I did a lot of play stuff, drama stuff. I directed a stage show as a charity thing for MenCap. And I've done Shakespeare.
In terms of other stage performances, not really besides music, except maybe for an odd nativity play here and there in primary school. But Actually, now that you mention it, besides into primary school, I also won the Boys' Award for Drama when I was leaving secondary school. I took performing arts to some sort of level in college, which we did this piece, which at the end, which was my favourite college moment ever. I also did my own sort of self cameo in this film, which was done as part of the Artis event in Poland last year.
So can you tell us your favourite thing about being on stage?
I don't know, I like performing. I like playing music. That's the main thing that I sort of enjoy doing. So I haven't really got anything else that I really enjoy doing. So that's really it.
I guess I've always wanted to be a performer of some kind, but not really, hadn't really figured it out until I'd say like at least a year after I started playing guitar. And yeah, it's just the ultimate moment of expression when you know what you're doing musically, knowing that you have some sort of control over what goes on, and you're wowing the crowds every time, and when you get to respect given to you by people afterwards, whether they're your peers or just audience members, is priceless.
You get a high from it, so it's sort of like, someone says, well done, it's like, yeah, you feel good.
So what's the worst thing about performing on the stage for you guys?
Probably the wait before you go on and play. Just want to do it now. And get on there, come on.
The only thing I could probably say about it is that we never usually get it to the kind of time that we want. We would love our sets to always be longer and more new places to play. Playing elsewhere is a different experience and you're going to make new contacts there.
I've never really gotten stage fright, even when I was like very young and doing stuff.
Surprisingly, I have never had like a shred of stage fright. I mean, there have been moments where it felt tense or stressed, but it's not actually fear. It's because I'm so focused on getting something right, either about the riff I play or a solo I play or the way I sing it, to satisfy in myself.
Finally, can you tell us about the best or worst thing you've ever seen on stage?
Off the top of my head, I'll say the mosh pit that we actually managed to get started at the end of the tour that we had with PKN. Yeah, we got an absolute mad mosh pit going in the crowd, which we had never done before. That just shows how much of an impact that we had left.
Yeah, I'd have to say that too, because I missed most of the tour because I was really, really ill and I was in a sort of slightly bad place in my life, and so I managed to get the last day of the tour because I was feeling better, and actually I genuinely needed that, because it's like I felt it made me feel so much better, because I was at like probably the lowest point of my life at the time, and obviously to get that reaction was like, yeah, this is pretty good.
It's been therapeutic to us all. It is sort of where we belong. This whole place is a community. It is a family. Whether it's a good time for any of us in our lives or a bad time for any of us in our lives. This is Ryan O'Donovan from Beat Express and Zombie Crash. You're listening to Carousel Radio.
What he said.
Hi, my name's Chris Ryder, drummer Beat Express, DJ and tech.
So apart from singing or being in a band, have you ever been on a stage? If so, can you tell us about it?
I've been DJing. I did a few minutes ago. And I do a bit of technical work helping the bands. I help them on stage, I sort out their equipment, I make sure that they've got the right words, and then I'm either behind set or beside the set, just in case anything goes wrong, at the Blue Camel Club.
Okay, can you tell us your favourite thing about being on stage, Chris?
My favourite thing about being on stage is to be involved in music and to be involved in a very great charity. I was born to play in Beat Express.
Oh yeah, what's the worst thing about performing on stage, Chris?
Forgetting my lines. You don't know what the guys are going to think, what the crowd's going to think of your music. It makes me a little bit nervous, but because I've been doing it for so long, you know, you have to deal with it. You have to get up there, do it, and then...
And finally, can you tell us about the best or worst thing you've ever seen on stage, Chris?
Best thing I saw on stage... I went to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical. It's the first time I've been in London, so to see a musical. Yeah, I really like that stage setting and how they were able to get it just right, as just like the film. I think it's very fun, fantastic and marvellous.
My name is Matthew Seller, and I'm a fan of the Rockers and also the founder of Daniel Wakeford.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Fran.
Have you ever been on a stage? If so, can you tell us about it?
And I have been a stage singer with the Adler Foundation for 6 years.
What else have you been doing on stage? And also, can you tell us your favourite thing about being on stage?
I've been on stage with South Down's Got Talent, Summer Fiesta in Dormington on Sea, performing Tony Hadley for Spandau Ballet. The song's called Gold, and I have reached the top five at the South Down's Got Talent. Performing on the stage will be a good idea. That would be pretty fantastic to me. Well, sometimes I get nervous for being on the play on the stage, but I'm confident for doing Sydney Live.
Can you tell us bits about the Xmas Outlook shows that you've done?
In 2009, I played the Chief of Indians, Peter Pan. 2010, The Wizard of Oz.
Can you do a sneak peek of all your lines? Is
that? Yeah, okay, here goes.
Matthew, tell them what you did in Outlook's Lost in Time.
Yeah, I played a lot of different roles with Decades in 1930s, Bugsy Malone. 1960s, John Lennon for the Beatles, Yellow Submarine. And in 1990s, Take That, Relight My Fire, featuring Lulu, that's you, Fran.
Can you tell us about the best or worst thing you have ever seen on a stage?
My favourite thing, it's Daniel Wakeford, because he's became a famous celebrity singer, and he also appeared on The Undateables 3 times when he was looking for his girlfriend. Yes, I really like Daniel Wakeford. He's a great guy.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
All these sound effects I'm going to play for you is all to do with comedians.
4 candles. 4 candles. Here you are. 4 candles. No, 4 candles.
Well, there you are. 4 candles.
No, 4 candles. Handles for forks.
That was the Two Ronnie sketch, which was done for television anyway, which is very good. But sadly, one of those Ronnie Corbett died yesterday. His sound clip number 2.
Thank you! Oh, thank you! Thank you! They stopped! Thank you! Well, I must say you've been a wonderful audience. And I'd like to finish now with a little song. I can always tell if an audience is going to be good or bad. Good night.
That one was Tommy Cooper, that one. And also, he's such a good comedian as well. Clip number 3 now.
He's been entertaining us now for 2 decades.
Decades.
Pardon?
Decades.
You'll have to speak up. I haven't got my decade in.
Yes.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, little Ernie Wise is retiring.
Somebody clapped.
It's Lou Grade, ignore him.
Well, that's it then. You've announced my retirement, I might as well go.
Please, sit down.
I am sat down.
Oh, I didn't realise, sorry.
That one is done again for a TV. And that one's people's favourite one at all times, out of all the shows, and that's Morecambe and Wise. And the last one now.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. So here we go with the first song, a little song entitled Last Night I Was In The Mood, Tonight I Must Get Some Sleep.
That is Max Miller, and he lived in Brighton, and he's cheeky chappy. do join us next time for
What's That Soul?
What's That Sound?
Thanks for listening.